Jesus challenged sophisticated wisdom of the world. St. John 7:14-15, Now about the midst of the feast Jesus went up into the temple, and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? When Jesus articulated in the temple, his wisdom and knowledge of the scriptures was profound. The Jews marveled because Jewish scribes did not formally teach him. However, Nicodemus believed and proclaimed that Jesus was a teacher who came from God. Jesus challenged Nicodemus, who was a Jewish scholar in Judaism. He was not aware of the specificity of spiritual birth. The Pharisees' scholars regarded him a man of high degree. However, he was naive concerning the spiritual wisdom of Jesus Christ, who was the Messiah. He did not comprehend the basic principle of spiritual birth. St. John 3:2-4, The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb, and be born? He was blatantly naive. He was a master teacher in the law of Moses. Jewish scribes taught tradition and culture of Jewish people. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Jesus' teachings were not like the scholars of Judaism. St. Matthew 7:29, For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Nicodemus' observation was merely natural birth. Many contemporary scholars openly defied the wisdom of God in which the Holy Scriptures teach. Their academic accomplishments in education have diluted their aspiration for spiritual wisdom of God. Therefore, some of them are continuously in complacency because they are unbelievers. St. Matthew 22:29, Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Jesus Christ demonstrated his overwhelming supernatural power when he was with his disciples in the ship when the storm arose. St. Mark 4:38-41, And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? In the Old Testament era, the psalmist sang praises to the Lord because he controls the storms of life for those who believe in him. Psalm 107:28-29, Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. After Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he revealed to John that the earth has corners. Revelation 1:1, The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Revelation 7:1, And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. The Lord controls the storms and all things that currently exist. Paul warned Timothy about the opposition of science. 1 Timothy 6:20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science falsely so called. Paul declared to Timothy to defend and preach God's word of truth, and not relinquish it to the opposition of science. God, in Christ, manifested himself in human flesh. Obviously, he knows how he created the earth. Genesis 1:1, In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God rebuked and challenged Job concerning his creation. Job 38:1, 4, Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Job 37:16. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? Verse 18, hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking glass? Obviously, God created heaven and earth prior to his creation of man. Job did not know the answer to God's questions that concerns the creation of the world. God is saying to the scientist what he said to Job, Job 38:18, hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Humanity does not know the mystery of divine creation. He is the creator, and we are his creatures. Isaiah declared the eternal greatness of God and the frailty of humanity's life. Isaiah 40:22, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. There is no comparison between humanity's knowledge and God's knowledge. God knows all things. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Spirit of God condemned scientific discoveries concerning the earth is round. The scientist confronted Timothy with the opposition of science stipulating that the earth is round. However, Jesus Christ's words in which he revealed to John condemns the intellectuals who oppose the truth. Jesus Christ and his supernatural angels are in control of the earth, wind, and storm. The scientific community has not seen the corners yet. We who have faith in God see the invisible things created by him. Paul proclaimed, Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Those who do not believe the scriptures chose not to believe in him. They are without excuse. The earth has corners because God in Christ, who is the creator of all things that currently exist, said it does. He said to the four angels in which he gave power over the earth, wind, and storm, Revelation 7:3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. The seal is a symbol of the Holy Spirit of God and Christ. Paul was emphatic, Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The four angels are ministering spirits protecting the servants of God and his environment. Those angels do not have physical bodies because they are spirits. They cannot die because they are eternal creatures. Paul proclaimed, 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The Hebrew writer wrote, Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? God created those angels to be in charge of the earth and humanity. Psalm 104:4, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. God created ministering spirits to protect humanity. We, who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, are his ministers with the word, which symbolizes a flame of fire. He created evil angels for the time of destruction. Jesus demonstrated his wisdom and power over evil spirits and evil people when he cast out the deaf and dumb spirit. St. Mark 9:25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. St. Luke 11:14, and he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. You may be a genius in high technology, and deaf and dumb in spiritual wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ. A formal education is beneficial for obtaining various human professional jobs. However, mere academics cannot compete with spiritual intelligence. Divine intelligence prepares us to be workers together with God and humanity. The gift of the Holy Spirit prepares us for this world and hereafter. Hebrews 6:5, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come. Jesus has promised the born-again children of God victory over the sins of this evil world. St. Matthew 19:28-29. I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Jesus will reward, in this world and the world to come, all those who diligently follow his teachings. He shall prepare us, who have faith in him, to be partakers of his spiritual kingdom on earth and in heaven. St. Luke 17:20-21, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or, Lo there, for, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Many instances our educators declare, the only way to success is by means of a formal education. However, the Lord proclaimed these words to Joshua, who became the spiritual leader for Israel after the death of Moses. He led them into the promised land. Joshua 1:8, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Good success comes as a result of obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The high priests, scribes, and the people were literally astonished when Peter and John, who were uneducated men, manifested the sovereign wisdom and power of Jesus. Acts 4:13, Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. The 11 disciples were overwhelmingly powerful, intelligent people. Most of them had no formal training. However, they learned multiple languages by the gift of the Holy Spirit. The life of Peter and John is an example for all uneducated men and women. The Spirit of Christ will give us wisdom and power that will astonish our generation. The only everlasting success comes through a dedicated life to Jesus. Jesus continues, St. Luke 21:15, For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. The Holy Scriptures prove that the sophisticated people of the world knew not Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. When we listen to the media many times, they warn humanity, emphasizing that without an education you will be a failure. However, I will point out in the Scriptures, without evolving into spiritual maturity, and obedience to the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, you are spiritual failures. This life on earth is extraordinarily short. Paul was emphatic to his spiritual son, Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:7, For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. None of us has seen anyone who died carry homes, money, or land out of this world with them. The psalmist feared God and prayed, Psalm 89:47, Remember how short my time is. 1 Corinthians 3:19, For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Paul warned the believers at Corinth concerning deceivers who were worldly wise. However, they were not wise in the word of God concerning spiritual knowledge. Verses 19-20, For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, The Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. According to those scriptures, many who are scholars in worldly wisdom are not spiritually wise. They are fools in the sight of God. It is obvious that our imaginations and thoughts are vain when we do not have spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It matters not how sophisticated we are. The only everlasting success comes from the wisdom and power of the living God. We must repent and humble ourselves. Jesus said, St. Luke 13:3, Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The Lord will destroy all craftiness of sophisticated worldly wisdom. Paul was explicit, 1 Corinthians 3:18, Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Paul had forsaken all worldly wisdom to become a minister of Jesus Christ. He encountered many hardships because he challenged the sophisticated wisdom of the world. Although he was honorable, unbelievers despised him because they did not understand the wisdom of God. He gave up all advantages of material wealth. Although highly educated, his life was a life of poverty and humiliation for the Word of God. He spoke of poverty and sufferings in 1 Corinthians 4:11, "Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place." Verse 13, "Being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day." We read how Apostle Paul, who was one of the great martyrs, labored and suffered to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. True sanctified men and women, who are messengers of God, are suffering now. They are fulfilling the scriptures. Sinners, who think they are wise, look on God's people as filth of the world, but one day Jesus will surely judge them for their sins. Jeremiah prophesied the word of God. Jeremiah 9:23-24, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me." There is no spiritual power and glory in humanity's finances. The Lord does not give victory to those who boast about their millions and billions, because humanity's wealth cannot save them from the wrath of God because of sin. The psalmist was clear that money created by humans could not save one soul. Psalm 49:6-8, "They that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever." Jesus Christ gave his life to redeem sinners who will repent and obey the gospel of God in Christ in all eras. St. John 1:29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Zephaniah's prophecy was consistent with Jeremiah. Zephaniah 1:18, "Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land." However, he gives glory to those who are instrumental in saving souls. King David proclaimed, Psalm 37:16, "A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked." Verse 18, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever." The wise preacher King Solomon wrote, Proverbs 11:30, "He that winneth souls is wise." Jesus proclaimed, St. John 5:28-29, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation." Paul declared, 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Sophisticated worldly wisdom does not make humanity wise according to the scriptures. Paul continued, 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." Those of us whom God saved are living examples of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ living in us. We courageously endure our suffering for Jesus Christ who suffered and died for us. However, worldly people despise the spiritual cross of Christ. It is foolishness to them to fast, pray, and deny themselves. Paul proclaimed, verse 20, "Where is the wise, where is the scribe, where is the disputer of this world, hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" Verse 19, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." The word of God is steadfast. God does not respect mere worldly knowledge. When humans decease, he will destroy worldly knowledge. The psalmist declared, Psalm 146:4, his breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. All those who are spiritually wise will live forever. Paul emphasized, 1 Corinthians 1:21, "For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." It is obvious that academic intelligence does not make us wise in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In many instances, education has hindered many from salvation. Some intellectuals have used their degrees to corrupt the world and defraud society with their sophisticated scams. Therefore, God chose the foolishness of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to save those who believe. God will not save anyone who will not allow him to teach them divine intelligence. They are naive to the ways of God, even as an illiterate man is without education. That is why the Lord requires all humanity to repent. Without repentance, the masses of our society will be lost. I pray that this message will inspire you to become a servant of the Lord, and not another fool who went to school. Psalm 14:1, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works." Paul proclaimed, 1 Corinthians 2:12, "Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." That verse is clear. After we repent of our sins, Jesus will save and sanctify us from all sin and prepare us for eternal life. Then we will know God, and understand the blessings of spiritual understanding. Paul continued, 1 Corinthians 1:25, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." That scripture is emphatic. When God is in the height of his folly, his wisdom and knowledge is beyond the comprehension of sinful minds. Paul wrote, Romans 8:7, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." The depth of God's weakness is stronger than their ability to perceive. According to that scripture, we cannot learn the mystery of the words of Jesus without the Holy Spirit. Those whom Jesus saved and sanctified, and have the gift of the Holy Spirit, understand his wisdom and knowledge in which he shares with us. Paul proclaimed in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 1:30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Those whom Jesus Christ redeemed by his blood has he given wisdom, righteousness and sanctification by the Holy Spirit of God. The psalmist reiterated in the Old Testament, Psalm 107:2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Paul continued to comprehend the wisdom of God through Jesus Christ. He said these words, verse 26, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called." Today, if we agree with facts, we too will agree with Paul. Many of our leaders are not obedient to the true Christian faith. St. Mark 12:37, "The common people heard him gladly." Average people responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ with great intensity. St. Matthew 1:1, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David." St. Luke 2:4, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David." In the natural aspect, Jesus was the son of Joseph, who was a descendant of the family of David. St. Luke 4:22, "And they said, is not this Joseph's son?" However, Jesus did not have a biological father because his mother conceived him by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a descendant of David, and became his natural father through marriage. Jesus is Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and they did not believe him, neither did they know that he was Christ. St. Matthew 1:20, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." The scriptures reveal that he was the Son of God, the Messiah. St. Matthew 22:41-45, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ, whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. He saith unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool? If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? The answer is this, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. St. Matthew 16:16, And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Spirit of God begot Jesus. God put Joseph in charge of Jesus' natural sustenance as a father who takes care of his son. St. Matthew 22:46, And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. He confounded the naive Jews with the word of God because they did not know that Jesus was the living Christ. You may not have formal training. However, God has given a gift to all humanity. In many instances, we will not discover what our spiritual gift is except we repent and live for Jesus Christ. He has chosen and blessed some believers with great spiritual wisdom and understanding of the Holy Scriptures. Systemic sophistication merely prepares humanity for a professional job to work for humans. The power of wisdom gives us the authority to receive God's blessings, and to be workers together in the spiritual realm. He also supplies us with the necessary things. Jesus said, St. Matthew 6:33, But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Spirit of God will teach you. God requires us to humble ourselves. He will bring to naught the sophisticated worldly wisdom of our era by giving us wisdom that surpasses the understanding of the prudent. Isaiah was clear and emphatic, Isaiah 50:4, The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Without the Holy Spirit of Christ, humanity is lost. Apostle Paul declared, Romans 8:9, If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Although Peter was a common fisherman, he evolved into a great spiritual intellectual after Jesus filled him with the Holy Spirit. Jesus emphasized to his disciples to wait in Jerusalem. St. Luke 24:49, And, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. Peter and the disciples spoke in many foreign languages on the day of Pentecost. Acts 2:1-2, And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 4, And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verses 8-11, And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. Contrary to unbelievers in our era, who said that holy people are holy rollers, they were examples of true Christians. They were sitting intelligently in the congregation when Jesus filled them with his Holy Spirit. They were not rolling. Verses 14-18, But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Let us further observe the ministry of the Apostle Peter. Although he did not go to a university, his spectacular ministry is an example of the power of God, and the grace and faith he received from Jesus Christ. He preached one sermon on the day of Pentecost, and God saved approximately 3,000 souls. Truly, his sermon was outstanding, unparalleled, and unmatched. Verses 37-38, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 41, Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Peter preached that sermon after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no question about the spiritual wisdom and power, which Apostle Peter displayed. Jesus gave his life for us to defeat the most powerful destructive forces of evil spirits who chose to be devils. Jesus proclaimed prior to the crucifixion, St. Matthew 26:53-54, Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? St. Mark 13:31, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The revelation of Jesus Christ to John, Revelation 19:19, And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. That is the final consummation of warfare against evil forces and disobedient people when they join the army of devils to fight Jesus Christ and his believers. Homosexuals, murderers, and those who commit the 17 works of the flesh, join the army of devils to fight Jesus Christ and all righteous people. Paul disclosed to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:4, No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Jesus Christ chose holy people in all eras to be spiritual soldiers in his holy army to fight evil. John was a symbol of a prophetic and spiritual fighter for the words of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ was emphatic to him in the book of Revelation. Revelation 20:9-10, And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. When they went up upon the earth and shut the people of God out with their lies and deception, God drew a line because they had gone too far. God said to Moses, Exodus 23:20, Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. God sent a holy angel to keep Moses in the way of holiness. The New Testament words that the Lord revealed to John are consistent with the Old Testament words that God gave Moses. God sent holy angels to protect humanity who obey him. They are busy each day and night protecting humanity. God created them to do that job. He sent evil angels to control evil people because they do not desire to do good works. Psalm 78:49, He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. God emphasized to Job, Job 38:4, Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Elihu was emphatic to Job, Job 37:5, God thundereth marvelously with his voice, great things doth he, which we cannot comprehend. Each time we hear thunder, God is talking to humanity. The psalmist profoundly declared and rejoiced that God controls the storms. Psalm 107:25, For he commandeth, and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. When Jonah did not desire to preach repentance to the Ninevites, God sent a storm to arouse him to go to Nineveh. Jonah 1:4, But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. St. Matthew 16:13-19, when Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I the Son of Man am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some, Elias, and others, Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjana, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Wherefore, Jesus gave to Peter and all believers who are in the true spiritual church, perpetual glory and power of wisdom and knowledge, because they know him. Jesus prayed, St. John 17:3, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.